弟兄姊妹你们好。
Hello brothers and sisters，
很高兴今天也有机会来跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm so happy for another opportunity to come and share God's word with you。
著名的布道家格培里他有一次这样子说、
The well-known evangelist Billy Graham said once，
他说要是你找到一个完美的教会的话，你千万不要进去，因为你一进去的话，你就把那个完美的教会破坏了。
If you find a perfect church, don't join it. You would spoil it.
我们每一个都是不完全的人。
We indeed are all imperfect people.
我们活在一个不完全的世界里面。
We live in an imperfect world.
要是我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们真的愿意去跟大家深入的交往的话，
If we are all willing to have a deep relationship with one another,
我们就会发现大家不完美的地方。
We will realize what those imperfections are.
那教会今年的主题是同被建造。
So the theme for the church this year is grow and build together.
那要是要同被建造的话，我们不可能很表面化的去认识大家。
In order to do that, it wouldn't work if we only know one another superficially.
我们跟弟兄姊妹之间也有一些很深入的关系。
We need to have a deeper relationship with one another.
那在我四月来这里分享的时候，我们讲到，我看不到那个 PowerPoint 是下一张好了，那个 Grow and OK 好。那我四月来的时候是讲到我们怎么样同被建造。
When I came in April, I spoke about how we could be built together.
我们讲到我们跟神的关系是影响到我们彼此的关系的。
I talked about how our relationship with God affects our relationship with one another.
我们要与我们蒙召的恩去相称。
We need to be worthy of the grace, the calling that God has given us.
我们要如何去活一个合一的群体。
We need to live in unity.
而且我们要成熟，去大家有一个成熟的关系。
And we need to be mature and have a mature relationship with one another.
那跟着我六月来到的时候，这是我们这是讲到我们每一个人的生命之中的改变。
And then in June, I talked about the changes there we should see in our lives.
我们要怎么样把脱去旧人，穿上新人？
About how to put off the old self and put on the new self.
我们讲到我们生命之中要怎么样去改变。
We talked about how, what tangible changes we should see in our lives.
那今天我们就来到第四章二十五节到五章二节。
And today we've arrived at April, chapter 4 verse 25 to chapter 5 verse 1.
我们要讲的是我们从生命之中变成我们生活之中有什么要改变。
So we want to see how that change in our lives is reflected in our everyday living.
我们怎么样去建立彼此之间的关系。
How to build the relationship among ourselves.
这一段经文开始四章第二十五节跟五章一节都是有所以这个词。
The beginning and the end of this passage, 4:25 and 5:1, both begin with the word therefore.
所以这里是保罗就是用这一个所以来表示，让我们看到这一段起点跟完结就是在这里。
And that's how that's the those two words signal the beginning of and the end of this passage.
那这两个所以呢，其实是去把保罗已经在第十五节讲过的一个专题拿出来再讲清楚一点。
So after the word therefore in verse 25, Paul seems to be expanding more on what he had already mentioned in verse 15.
四章十五节里面保罗说的用爱心去说诚实话。
In chapter 4, verse 15, Paul says, speak the truth in love.
我们这里也可以看到保罗在第二十五节跟五章一节的时候再也把这个爱心说成
That same theme seems to be repeated in verse 25 and verse 1 in chapter 5.
所以我们今天就看看我们怎么样去了解这个用爱心说诚实话的意思。
So let's look more deeply at this idea of speaking truth in love.
我们先看保罗在五章第一节里面说到我们行事为人我们是五章第一节这是讲到我们要用爱心去行事
So in verse 5:1 Paul says we need to walk in love To walk in love. How do we walk in that love?
这里讲到行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称的一个字。
So talking about being worthy, the walk, being worthy of the calling.
我不知道你们有没有想到一个人走路的样子跟他的为人有什么关系？
Have you ever thought about how the way a person walks is reflect his personality?
我一想就是想到一个军队里面你是士兵怎么样去行路。
So sometimes I think about how a soldier walks in the troop.
他们我记得是他我看见他们走路每一个步都是有很严格的规定的。
There are very strict rules on how you take a step.
步的节奏。
The frequency of your steps.
每一步要走多大
？How big the stride is.
你走路的时候膝盖要抬多高
？How high to raise one's knee.
向左向右转是怎么样的方式去转
？How one turns left or right.
每一个都是有规律的。
There are rules in how these soldiers walk in a drill.
为什么要这样子呢
？Why？
因为他们这样子是训练他们怎么样去学习纪律。
Because that's a way of training them discipline.
他们怎么样表示他们自己有自信对他们要去做的事情
？How to express their confidence？
我怎么没有看见有一些人走路就是很昂首宽步，就是走得很威风的
？There are some people who walk with so much confidence and such swagger.
可是有一些人头就是低着，就慢慢的走路。
And there are some people who walk with their heads bowed and shoulders slouched.
这里是说到我们作为一个基督徒，我们要怎么样去走这一团天国的路
？So how should we as Christians walk this path of godliness?
让别人一看见我们，就知道我们是用爱心去行走这一段路。
So when people see us, they can see that we're walking in love.
不但不是任何的爱。是基督耶稣的爱
And it's not just any kind of love. It's the love of Jesus Christ.
让他们可以看到神的力量跟神的真全圣在我们生命之中的工作
So that people can see God's power and God's reality in the way we live.
那怎么样我们可以用爱心去行走呢
So how do we do that walk? How do we walk with love?
保罗这里就用了父母跟子女的关系来表比喻我们跟神跟我们的关系。
So Paul has used the example of the parent-child relationship.
我不知道你们看没有看到你四周围的朋友每一个不同的家庭做一个不同的方法去表达他们父母跟子女间的爱。
Have you noticed that among your friends and in their families, each family expresses their love in a different way?
有一些是很喜欢拥抱的。
Some are very hugging. Type of family.
有一些是喜欢就是亲亲的 kissing.
Oh, some may express with kisses.
有一些是喜欢就是坐在你边聊天的
Some may express by sitting around having conversations.
可是每一个都喜欢一起吃饭的
But of course, every family enjoys eating together.
小孩子们看见父母在一个家庭里面怎么样表达彼此的爱，他们也会学习这个人方式去表达。
When the children grow up in the family, they observe how the parents express love, and that's how they learn to express love as well.
同样的，我们也是看到神作为我们的父亲，这是怎么样去学习我们彼此的爱。
In the same way, when we observe our Heavenly Father express His love, that's how we should learn to express love.
那我们看到神的爱是一个怎么样的爱啊？
So what kind of love is God's love?
想到三一神的爱。
It's the love of the triune God.
有一个诗歌叫做圣哉圣哉圣哉。
There's a hymn called Holy, Holy, Holy.
里面唱到赞美三一神。父子与圣灵。
And the verse says, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
我们认识一个神。
We know God as one God.
可是里面有三个位格。
But there are three persons of this God.
父子圣灵。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他们之间彼此相爱。
They love one another.
彼此顺服。
They submit to one another.
彼此关心。
They care about one another.
我看见他们主，这是主，他们三个有一个很实在的爱给我们看到。
There's a very solid and tangible way of love that we can see.
而且看到他们之间的爱也是有爱的关系的。
And we can also understand that relationship from that love.
因为我们看到约翰福音里面十七章里面，他就有讲到。耶稣基督就是有说到你爱他们如同爱我一样，就是说到天父爱我们正如他爱基督一样。
In John 17:23 it also explains when Jesus says the way God loves us is the way he loves Jesus。
所以我们看到主耶稣是感受到天父对他的爱。
So our Lord Jesus can experience God's love.
罗马书五章五节也让我们看到神的爱也是放在圣灵，天父的爱也是在圣灵之中。
Romans 5:5 also tells us God's love is expressed through the Holy Spirit.
我们的父的三位，他们一起用爱去创造这个世界。
It's out of love and with love that this triune God created the world.
也把爱放在他所做的人当中。
And infused the love into people that he created.
使到我们可以做蒙慈爱的儿女。
So that we can be children who are loved.
跟着保罗再去解释，就是神怎么样把这一个爱让我们去更加明白了解呢？
So in addition, Paul helps us understand more about this love.
我们一起念这一段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，仁爱。行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，心将祭物献于神。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
我们看到耶稣基督是一个对我们有一个舍己的爱。
So we see the sacrificial love that Christ gave us.
那我们最容易了解什么是舍己的爱呢？
So how can we best understand sacrificial love?
是从一个父母的角度，我们最容易了解什么叫做舍己的爱。
Probably most easily from a parent's perspective.
我们看见有很多时候，又是有什么天灾出来的时候，父母都是怎么样抱着小孩子从那个灾难之中是要跑出去。
For example, sometimes in natural disasters, we've read about parents shielding their children or to protect them from disaster.
当小孩子年纪还小的时候，父母要去保护他们，怕他们身体上面受伤害。
When the children are younger, or the parents probably are concerned about protecting them from physical harm.
他们长大之后，父母还是担心他们，还是保护他们。
Even as the children get older, the parents are still protective of them.
担心他们在心灵上面，在感情上面受到伤害。
Concerned about emotional harm that they may encounter.
看见父母对子女的爱，也帮助我们去认识我们怎么样去牺牲。
So, looking at a parent's love, it helps us understand how to sacrifice ourselves.
这个礼拜我去了一个丧礼。
So this past week, I was at a funeral.
是一个老先生的丧礼。
It was the funeral for an older gentleman.
他有四个小孩。
He had four children.
那每一个小孩都在丧礼上面有去讲他们对爸爸的爱。
Each of the four children talked about their love, shared about their love during the funeral.
他们看到他们的爸爸虽然在过去二十多年身体都有问题。
They all noted that even though in the 20 years before he died, he had suffered a lot of physical illnesses.
可是他都一直的去照顾他们，去照顾，去带领他们，分享他自己的对他们的爱。
And yet, even during difficult times of physical illness, he continued to care about the children, care for them, guide them, and love them.
是一个很，这是我们移民家庭常常听到的一个故事。
It's probably a story we often hear about immigrant families.
可是对我令我最感动的就是。他们四个小孩嘛，第一、第二、第三个小孩，他们都共同分享了一个事情。
But what moved me the most was the older three of the four children all shared one thing.
他们就是也在分享小弟弟怎么样一直都在照顾爸爸。
They all shared about how the youngest brother.
他跟他太太
took on the role of a caregiver for the dad.
他跟他太太跟爸爸住在一起。
He and his wife lived with the father.
不单只照顾他的起居饮食。
They not only took care of his everyday day-to-day living.
还带他去不同的地方旅行。
They also took him on different trips.
当那个小弟弟上来分享的时候
，When the youngest brother, when it was his turn to share,
他就说：“你们不用谢我。”
He said, "There's no need to thank me."
我是看到爸爸学他的模式。
All I was doing is following what following the example that our father had given us.
我看到他对我们的忍耐和牺牲。
I observed, I learned from his forbearance of us and his sacrifice.
在我们细兄弟姊妹之中，我是最适合去做这一个工作，去照顾他的。
And among the four of us, I was the most suitable one to take on this role.
这个小儿子看到他的爸爸怎么样去牺牲的爱。
This youngest son learned from his father how to love sacrificially.
他自己就知道怎么样去牺牲的爱。
And so he knew how to do that himself.
同样的，我们也要从我们的天父身上去学习这一个牺牲的爱。
And in the same way, we should learn from our Heavenly Father how to love sacrificially.
因为当我们说我们的主题是同辈建造的话
，Because when we talk about our theme to grow and build together.
我们一起一定要学习怎么愿意去牺牲。
We have to learn how to sacrifice together.
因为当我们一起要去建造，要去把教会做起，建立起来的话。
Because if we want to really build up the church.
正如我开始所说，我们都不是完全人。
Like I said, we are all imperfect people.
我们中间都会有很多不同的摩擦。
We are bound to have conflict and disagreements.
所以保罗这里这一段经文也讲到一些不同的摩擦。
So Paul also mentions different kinds of disagreements.
这里他又讲到怒气的问题了。
He talks about anger.
他又讲到偷蛇的问题。
Talks about lying.
又讲到污秽的言语的问题。
He talks about corrupting talk.
这一些比较实在的例子，我会在下一次我来跟大家分享的时候讲到。
These specific examples, I will cover the next time when I come to share.
我今天会比较注重在第二十四章二十五节跟五章一二节那个我们的要学的那些态度。
Today I will focus more on the attitude we should have based on 4:25 and 5:1.
所以我们一定要学习怎么样愿意去牺牲。
So we have to learn.How to be willing to sacrifice.
我很感谢我听到弟兄姊妹们愿意为教会牺牲的故事。
I am so thankful because I have heard about the willingness that brothers and sisters here are willing to sacrifice for this church.
我就听见前一阵子就是有一个弟兄姊妹他们就是经过教会看见教会有一些漏水的情况。
I heard a brother or someone heard, happened to pass by the church and noticed there was a leak.
跟着就打了电话给长老。
And so he called one of the elders.
一跑回来看见哇漏水其实漏得蛮厉害的。
And once they came in, they realized that the leak was pretty bad.
就有很多住在这里附近的弟兄姊妹就一起就回来清理教会。
So many brothers and sisters who live nearby came over and to clean up the mess after the leak.
你们愿意牺牲来到清理教会。
You were willing to come, you were willing to sacrifice your time to come and to clean the church.
那是非常美好的一件事情。
It's a beautiful thing.
可是这个愿意来到教会为教会清理其实是一个最起码的要求。
However, to be willing to come and clean the church building would be the most the first the beginning of what we need to do.
当我们大家彼此认识更深，一起有同心去建立教会的时候，
as we get to know one another better and start to build the church in one heart,
我们更加需要深入的去认识大家。
We need to more deeply.Get to know one another.
在这个过程之中，我们一定要有一个愿意牺牲的心。
We need to keep in mind that of the importance of an attitude of sacrifice.
这样子我们才可以同行。
That's how we can walk together.
一起去学习成长。
How we can grow together.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为现实生活之中是非常之充满挑战的。
Because life.The reality that is life is full of challenges.
当我们真的去看的时候，我们面对很多不同的问题。
We face many difficulties and problems in life.
我们可能是有婚姻上面的问题。
Some may encounter problems in their marriage.
是小孩可能有问题。
Or maybe with their children.
父母可能有问题。
Or maybe with the parents.
健康有问题。
Maybe with our health.
经济有问题。
Or maybe with our finances.
我们可以继续不停地讲我们有什么样的问题。
We can go on and on about these problems.
那我们大家要彼此去建造的话，我们要学习怎么样去帮助大家去面对这些问题。
If we want to grow together and build together, we have to learn how to help one another with these problems.
可是当我们彼此认真地去分享，去认识的时候，发觉这些问题很多时候不是有很简单的解决方法的。
However, when we start to look at these problems, we realize there aren't always simple solutions.
我们需要的不一定是有一个哦，给你我这样子做就可以了，这样子的去解决。
Sometimes you don't necessarily just need someone to say do this or do that.
我们需要的是一个愿意跟我们一起同行的人。
What we really need are people who are willing to walk with us.
是帮助我们在这个有很多时候很残酷的现实之中，还是可以看到神的恩典在里面。
So that even in challenging circumstances and in a hostile environment, we can see God's grace in our lives.
我们弟兄姊妹之间不一定是 一起去解决一个问题，好像就是把教会有漏水清理就做好了这样子的一个问题。
It's more than just coming together and solving a problem like fixing a leak and cleaning up.
我们是要学习怎么样去彼此相爱。
It's to learn to love one another.
在这个爱的关系之中，很自然的就流露出一个我们彼此关心，我们彼此愿意牺牲的心态。
In this loving relationship, we will naturally understand and express our care for one another.
因为这一个就是我们的神给我们看到他的爱怎么实实在在的表现在我们的面前。
Because that is how God showed His love in a tangible and real way in our lives.
当神的爱在我们的关系之中可以让我们去学习怎么样去彼此相爱的话。
When God's love enables us to love one another,
跟着我们怎么样再继续去把这个爱行出来呢？
Then how should we walk out this love in our lives?
其中一个就是保罗在这里讲到的，要说诚实话。
So one of the things is what Paul says about speaking the truth.
我们这一第四章二十五节，我们看到保罗其实是在一个比较两个词。
Paul seems to be contrasting two terms, two phrases.
中文的翻译是方言跟实话。
The Chinese translation, in the Chinese version, they're translated as lies and truths.
就是好像让我们感觉到就是哦，我们不要撒谎，就是这样子就好了。
And it seems to be all about what we say.
可是其实这里保罗讲到的那一个不是方言那么简单的一个词。
Yet Paul is not only talking about the words that come out of our mouths.
其实他是讲到面对的是要真理跟一个假象的对比。
Paul is contrasting falsehood with truthfulness.
这里保罗也讲到弃绝这一个词。
Paul also talks about putting away.
这里英文就是讲到 putting away, 其实我们也正如他之前讲过的，你要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
It's the same as the previous term putting off.
是同样的一个原文里面用到同一个词。
It's the same verb used in the original language.
保罗讲到要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
When Paul said putting off your old self and putting on your new self.
这里保罗是同样的，就是讲到我们要脱去我们的那个假我，穿上真我。
So Paul is saying taking off your false self, the false image, and putting on your true self.
那我们要脱去的假我，其中一个就是我们不要活在这一个假象之中。
Meaning, no longer living, by removing the falsehood, Paul saying, no longer living in a false appearance, false image.
让我们彼此可以看到我们真我是怎么样的。
So we can see among ourselves, we can see who we really are.
什么时候我们最容易看到我们的假我是有没有假我在我们的身上穿上呢？
When can we most observe this false self?
就是当没有任何人在看着你的时候，你所做的事，你所代表的，是不是跟你有人看着你的时候是同样的？
It's when we try to see when no one's watching you.Are you the same person as you are when other people are watching you?
作为一个牧师，我常常都有机会给人邀请我去他家吃饭。
As a pastor, I often get invited to dine at people's homes.
那很多时候有些很有趣的场面就出现了。
And sometimes there'll be some interesting situations.
好像吃饭的时候，那个父母就说：“哦，牧师，请你谢饭祷告。”
And so sometimes the families would say, oh, pastor, could you say grace for us before our meal?
那那个年纪小的小孩子说，我们为什么要谢饭祷告？我快吃了，平常都没有这个样子的。
The children may say, why are we praying? We never pray before we eat.
跟着就说，为什么妈妈你今天讲话这么温柔？
Or they may say, mom, how come you speak so gently and softly today?
有些时候，我们是不是常常都要去思考，我们是不是真我跟我们表现出来的假象是有什么样的不一样？
We need to reflect if there's a big difference between who we really are and the image that we project to people around us.
我们很多时候是觉得我们一定要把这样子的一个假象投射出来，别人才可以接受我们。
Sometimes we feel that we need to project this false image.
因为很多时候我们觉得我们是周围的人一定只是接受这一种人。
Because we feel that people around us must only accept that image that I project.
人这时候我们会投射一些不同的形象出去。
And that's why we would try to project those different images to different people.
举例来说，有不知道你有这样子的朋友，他可能刚刚失业了，而且经济环境也不好。
So, I don't know if you know, maybe people who have just lost their jobs and also the family's not doing too well financially.
可是他们出去吃饭的时候还是要大请一轮。
But when they go out to eat, they still want to treat everyone and they want to take care of the bill.
因为他们觉得哪一个形象是很要紧的。
Because they feel it's very important to maintain that image.
另外一个我看到的例子，就是因为我常常在 Flushing 里面看到很多有韩国的美容中心。
Or when I go to Flushing, I see a lot of beauty parlors, cosmetic centers, Korean run ones.
可是他们大部分都有翻成中文的广告。
But many of the Korean stores would have their storefronts in store names in Chinese.
为什么呢？因为很多时候我们觉得美貌就是一个我们要给人知道，看见我们有多美丽，才可以接受我们。
That's because we probably feel that the way we look, our beauty, the superficial beauty, is the only thing that other people will accept.
现在这个社交媒体那么发达，问题就更加大了。
And especially now with the prevalence of social media, the problem has become exacerbated.
好像每一个人很多时候觉得他们的社交媒体上面都是哇，好高兴啊，玩得好开心啊。
Everyone needs to show on their social media they're having a great time, they're living a good life.
哇，去不同的地方玩。
They vacation at different locations.
我昨天才看到有一个朋友他放了一张他在那个樱花下面的照片。
Yesterday, I saw a friend who showed a picture of her under cherry blossoms.
我们就说哇，你那么高兴，还可以去日本玩。
So we all exclaimed, "Wow, that's so fun! You can go to Japan."
他说没有啊，那个是我家附近的一个日本花园，我只是放出来，让你们以为我去了日本玩而已。
Yeah, no, no, it's just a Japanese garden nearby. I just want everyone to think that I'm in Japan.
因为我们是让人觉得啊，我们很喜欢投射一个形象出来，让人看到我们是这样子。
Because we like to project certain images so that people can think of us in certain ways.
在这个疫情发生之前，我有机会跟一个几十年没有见的朋友在可以见面吃饭。
Before the pandemic, I had an opportunity to meet with a friend I hadn't seen for a long time.
我就看见他就说哇，我看，因为我们是从那个社交媒体上面接触到，所以再联络的。
We got reconnected through social media.
我就说哇，看见你真的很高兴啊，常常那样子去不同的地方玩。
So I said to him, "Oh, looks like you're enjoying your life. You seem to travel a lot to different places."
他就说，其实你不知道，我是非常之孤单的。
He said, "No, actually, you don't understand."You don't understand. I've been very lonely.
我不那样子出去玩的时候，我就根本不可以一个人留在家里。
If I don't take trips and take vacations, I would not be able to stand myself sitting at home alone.
而且我们是虽然几十年没有见，可是是很久以前认识，也是那个时候很熟的一个好朋友。
And so, even though we hadn't seen each other for a long time, we knew each other from way back, maybe decades back.
所以他是说，我现在可以跟你分享我的孤单。
He said, now I can share with you my loneliness.
可是其实跟我出去玩的那些朋友，我们都不可以分享孤单的。
But the friends, the people that I travel with, I cannot share that loneliness with them.
他说那些都是我们就是酒肉朋友。
Those are only friends that I have fun with.
我们很多时候害怕别人知道我们真正是一个怎么样的人。
We're often afraid to reveal our true selves.
我不知道你们有没有这个感觉，觉得其实人生就像一个舞台。
Have you ever felt that life is like a stage?
有一个人就说到，人生对他就是他的舞台。
Someone has said life to him is like a stage.
不同的就是我是在台前还是在幕后。
The only, so sometimes I'm on stage performing, on stage sometimes I'm backstage.
在幕后的时候其实我也是在排演。
Even when I'm backstage, I am rehearsing.
准备好下一场戏我要怎么样去做。
Preparing for the next time I go on stage.
有一些时候我们投入到做这个戏的，做到我们投入到我们都不可以自拔跑出来。
Sometimes we're so into this play acting that we cannot get ourselves out of it.
我们一直的就很自然的就是觉得我们继续要把这个戏做下去。
We naturally feel that we have to complete this show, this performance.
我们看到那个时候的法利赛人，他们就是这个样子。
The Pharisees during Jesus' time were the same way.
他们觉得他们祷告是怎么样啊？他们祷告其实也是一个做戏。
Even when they prayed, it was a performance.
让人看到他们的属灵程度有多深。
It was a performance to show people how deeply spiritual they were.
弟兄姊妹，要是我们一不小心的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we're not careful,
我们很容易就变成一个很高科技的法利赛人。
We may become very high-tech Pharisees.
可是我们彼此要说诚实话。
But we are to speak to one another in truth.
我们为什么要这样子呢？
Why?
因为我们彼此相爱。
Because we love one another.
在加州有一个很大的教会叫做马鞍峰教会。
There's a very large church in California, called the Saddleback Church.
他们的牧师瓦里科牧师是 他是从这个教会有开始的时候，他建立到现在是一个很大的教会。
He was the founding pastor. Pastor Rick Warren was the founding pastor of this church, and pastored that church through many years.
他要退休了。
He was about to retire.
所以这一个礼拜他讲了他退休之前要分享给弟兄姊妹们的一段话。
So he shared something with his church, his congregation, right before his retirement.
他讲这一段话的主题就是爱。
The theme of this sharing was love.
他是讲到神对他的爱。
He talked about God's love for him.
他回应神的爱。
His love, his responding love for God.
神对他的教会的弟兄姊妹们的爱。
God's love for the brothers and sisters in his church.
同样他也回应，他也同样用神的爱去他教，爱他教会的弟兄姊妹。
And how he loves the same brothers and sisters with God's love.
他说我不喜欢讲道的。
He says, I don't really enjoy preaching.
可是我爱那些愿意来教会听道的弟兄姊妹。
But I love the brothers and sisters who come to church to hear, to listen to the preaching.
所以我继续不停地讲道。
That's why I continue to preach.
我也爱上了看到的弟兄姊妹他们生命的改变。
And I love the changes that I see in brothers and sisters.
所以这43年的侍奉之中，虽然我过了很多的痛苦，可是因为爱， 我可以继续走下去。
So even though I experienced many difficulties and challenges in the past 43 years, I continue to preach.
他是说，来听道的弟兄姊妹，他们不是来看戏的观众。
He says to the brothers and sisters who come to hear the messages, they didn't come for a performance.
他们是我所爱的家人。
They are my family whom I love.
他就真的把这一个爱在他生命之中表达出去。
So he really indeed expressed this love in his life.
假象带出来的是什么？
What does a false image bring about?
假象带出来的是不信任。
Falsehood brings about distrust.
保罗在这里第四章的时候也是用到这个身体的比喻来讲到这个教会。
Again, in chapter 4, Paul uses the analogy of a body to explain the church.
你有没有想过要是身体的每一个部分都是一个假象的话有什么问题啊？
Have you ever thought about if different parts of your body all put up their false images, what would that be like?
你有没有想过你的右脚想信你的左脚一起走路发觉原来那个左脚不是脚来的。
If your right foot needs to trust your left foot to walk with it, and yet realize it's not really a foot.
有没有想过，要是我们的手指不可以互相信任的话，我们就拿不到筷子，就吃不到饭。
If our fingers do not trust one another, then we can't even hold chopsticks.
所以保罗这里说到，我们要把我们很多时候从想制作出来的假象要去拿掉。
That's why Paul asks us to put off this falsehood.
我们要彼此愿意去说诚实话。
We need to speak the truth in love.
在四章十五节，保罗说到他用爱心说诚实话这一个词的时候。
When in 4:15, Paul mentions speak the truth in love.
跟这里讲到的说实话有一点不一样。
The speak the truth in verse 15 is a little different from speak the truth here.
在四章十五节的时候，这一个实话，这一个真理，这一个词是一个动词。
In verse 15, the word truth is actually a verb.
没有说这一个字在里面的。
The verb to speak is not in there in the original language.
所以哪里他说到是要用真，要用真理，要活出真理。
So what that means is in verse 15, he focuses on living the truth.
可是这里是讲到在彼此交往的过程之中，我们要怎么样去说实话。
But here he actually talks about in our everyday interactions how to speak the truth.
怎么样去沟通真理。
How to communicate the truth.
让弟兄姊妹去明白。
So that brothers and sisters can understand.
有一次有一个基督徒的辅导员，他去帮助一个对喝酗酒有问题，喝酒太多的一个弟兄。
A Christian counselor one time had an opportunity to help someone with the drinking problem.
那个弟兄他很厉害，他那个辅导员怎么样去问他，他都说我没有问题。
So this brother that the counselor is helping, he's very skillful. Whatever the counselor asks him, he says, "Oh no, my life is fine. I have no problems."
我有一个很幸福的家庭。
I have a very happy family.
我的事业也做得很好。
I'm successful in my work.
当那个辅导员继续去问他的时候，他还会拿圣经来去跟那个辅导员说。
He even knows how to quote Bible passages to sprinkle them in his conversations.
你为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却没有想到自己眼中有梁木呢？
And he said to the counselor, "Oh, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye?"
那个辅导员最后没有办法。
The counselor finally used the wit's end.
最后他只有就是把那个弟兄的太太一起邀请来。
He had to invite this brother's wife to come along with him.
就问那个太太说， 你的弟兄，你的先生，他喝酒有没有什么问题？
He asks the wife, does your husband have a drinking problem?
他说，你先生只是提起我们，你们三个儿子，可是都不想讲到女儿的事情。
He tells the wife, your husband seems to mention his, your three sons a lot, but he never mentions his, the daughter.
那个太太说，我可以跟你说到底发生什么事情。
And the wife says, I can tell you what happened.
这是有一年的圣诞节前几天。
One year, a few days before Christmas.
他是带了他的女，这个弟兄带了他的女儿去买圣诞礼物。
This brother took his little daughter to do Christmas shopping.
那个女儿就非常之高兴。
The little girl was very happy.
回家的途中就在车子上睡着了。
On their way home, she fell asleep in the car.
那个弟兄觉得啊，女儿这么高兴睡着了，那没有什么关系。
So the brother thought, oh, okay, she fell asleep.
我可以把它放在车子上面，去我的酒吧跟我的那些朋友喝一杯酒，跟着就出来了。
Then I can probably just leave her in the car sleeping while I stop at the bar and have a drink with my friends.
那是一个非常寒冷的一天。
That was a very cold day.
他把车子停好，开了暖气，跟着就想要女儿在这里睡一下，就没有问题了。
He parked the car with the daughter inside and left the engine and the heat running.
可是他进去那个酒吧，看见他们的朋友。
But once he went inside the bar and saw his friends,
一起就聊天，就讲得非常之高兴。
He started to enjoy the time together.
他就忘记了女儿还在车子上面。
And he forgot about his daughter sleeping in the car.
一直喝到大醉才跑出来。
He kept drinking until he was totally drunk.
当他出来的时候，他发觉汽车已经没有汽油了。
When he, by the time he came out, he realized the car had run out of gas.
他的女儿睡在里边，已经整个人的身体都开始僵硬了。
The daughter sleeping in the car has started to be frozen stiff.
最后，他女儿没有死去。
Finally, thankfully, the daughter did not lose her life.
可是他最后要把他的手指头割掉，因为冰得太厉害了。
But she had to have a finger amputated due to frostbite.
当他太太讲完这一个事情的时候
，After the wife told the story，
那个弟兄就开始大哭。
That brother started sobbing.
他就滚在地上，不可以控制。
He started wailing and rolling on the floor.
他只知道他的真我给表达出来了。
He realized his true self got revealed.
可是这一个其实是他这个时候的转捩点。
And yet, that became a turning point in his life.
因为那个副导演以为哦。他以后还会不会再跟我聊呢
？Because the counselor thought, "Ooh, after this embarrassing moment, would this brother still come back?"
可是其实他是因为从那一个时刻开始，他知道他不用再假作。
But it was from that moment the brother realized he no longer had to pretend.
他说很愿意表达出他自己的真我，看到他自己的问题。
He became willing to be vulnerable and be open to the counselor.
而且他最后来还跟那个辅导员说。
And he even spoke to the counselor.
这一次让我真正学习到怎么样才是真正的祷告。
This incident, this time, it has really helped me learn to pray truthfully.
因为他真正的看到神是可以把他从黑暗之中拯救出来。
Because that's when he learned only God could help him and save him from this darkness.
我讲这一个故事不是说要大家要彼此指控大家有什么样的罪。
So of course the story is not meant to have you look at one another with accusations.
因为要是彼此只是指控的话 顶多是可以做到大家觉得大家都没有面子。
Because if we only accuse one another, that will only serve to embarrass one another.
可是这一个弟兄为什么有改变？
But why did this brother change eventually?
因为是当他把他的假我拿走的时候，他看到自己里面的黑暗。
It's because when he removed this falsehood, he realized that's when he could see the true darkness within him.
当我们愿意面对我们的真我的时候，我们才可以明白到神的饶恕是什么意思。
Only when we're willing to face our true selves can we experience God's true forgiveness.
让他可以重新开始被建造。
To be able to be built up again from brokenness.
所以我们要是愿意同被建造的话，
So if we're willing to be built together,
我不是说要大家分享一些无人知道的秘密再大家分享。
I am not saying everyone should start sharing your darkest secrets with one another.
或是找到一群志同道合的朋友就很好了。
Or just to find people to hang out with on a superficial level.
而是要让我们彼此去鼓励大家，让福音的真理在我们的心中真的彰显出来。
But to encourage us to let the truth of the gospel really be manifested in our lives.
因为当我们彼此去有一个深入的关系的时候，
Because when we are willing to have a deep, true relationship with one another,
我们会看到彼此的不足，彼此的黑暗。
We can see the imperfections and darknesses among us.
那这些不足跟黑暗可以分开我们。
And that darkness, and imperfections sometimes could separate us.
Can divide us. 可是要是我们愿意用神的爱，用神的真理去带领我们的话。
But if we're willing to then allow God's love and truth to work in us.
这些真相就是让我们更加去了解神对我们的爱。
The truth will help us understand and experience even more God's love.
这样我们是真的就是在爱中行走。
And that's how we truly walk in His love.
使到四周可以看到福音的大能。
So that those around us can see the power of the gospel.
同心合一的我们可以荣耀主名。
In unity, then, we can glorify God's name.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的主，我们的父。
Our Lord, our Father.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
我们看到我们每一个人都有我们不足的地方。
We see where we fall short.
可是我们也看到你把我们放在这个群体里面。
Well, we also understand you've placed us in this body.
是彼此去学习怎么样伤害。
So we can learn to love one another.
让我们看到自己黑暗的时候。
So that when we see the darkness within us,
也彼此可以带领大家看到神你的伟大，你的爱可以接力我们。
That we can help one another see your, God, your love and your power to change us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.